Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning. It's been an interesting morning, and we're going to just, as Cynthia says, keep it moving. Yes. Now, there's a challenge every time you turn around. There's a challenge. So, you just have to keep going. But anyway, the good thing about it, victorious. That's the good thing. I don't care which way it comes, what happens, if you just say, I'm victorious, you will be. So, I'm going here. I'm looking at the, thank you for bearing with me. Make sure that you can hear me. I'm checking the switchboard. Let me check and see. 1 second. Sorry for the technical difficulties. But you know, when we're dealing with technology, anything possibly can happen. But we get into it. In this gap. But anyway, in the meantime, I just want to say thank you, God, for the opportunity to get up this morning, feeling good, looking good, happy, excited about the day, creating a wonderful, wonderful experience. Father God, I just thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for mothers and daughters around the world, fathers and sons. Father, you created us to create your enjoyment of a happy and healthy and loving family, and you just want us to be happy and experience all the good that you've bestowed upon us. And Father God, we ask this morning that all attempts and temptations be removed so that we can see the good and enjoy the good that you prepared for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. I'm assuming you guys out there can hear me. And we're going to get started and keep going. That's what we're going to do. And I apologize for this morning to make sure that we are always on and everything is right. I got caught up with the message this morning for one thing, and I thank God for that. I don't even apologize for that because I don't have control over the message and how it's delivered, the form and all that. So with all that being said, then I goes to the switchboard and the enemy tried to play with me. I just said that this is just ridiculous. It is not happening this morning. But, you know, I decided that I was not going to get all caught up into that. Just sit back, relax, and did like what I usually say to you in the morning. Get your favorite drink, sit back, relax, and let's have a conversation. Usually my favorite drink in the morning is coffee. So I just said, okay, I'll get up, get a cup of coffee. Then I'll come back. And, you know, I said, okay, Holy Spirit, just take care of it. Came back, couple of twists, but we're on, and I thank God for that. Let's see. All right, I got the signal to say that someone can hear me out there, Cynthia. Thank you, Cynthia. And that means we're good. It's good to have someone in your corner. It is so good to have someone in your corner. We know we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and, you know, there's a few people that you can almost count on one hand, but they're in your corner. And I just want to thank you for doing that. And, you know, let me text Cynthia. I know she's going to be there usually, and she will let me know if the word is coming out. Cynthia is our co-host, and we do have several other people that sit at the round table with us occasionally, our guests. So if you want to sit at the round table, or you know someone that want to be a guest on the show or have an interesting mother and daughter story, then, you know, let us know. We love to hear it. We love to share it. And I'm sure someone will be blessed from it. Right now, they can call us at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078 to listen to the show. Click 1 if they want to join the conversation. When I go back to the switchboard, I'll see it and I'll try to can get there. Get you on, hear what you have to say. So now is the time when I say, get your pen and your paper and your favorite drink and sit back and relax and join the conversation. Lord knows I needed that. I was running around. Let me just get a cup of coffee. I know that sounds awful, but, you know, it stimulates me, I guess, or at least I think it does. Our stimulating topic this morning, and I hope it stimulates you, is the words of a mother and the words of God. Now, that came to me this morning very deep in my thoughts and meditation. The words of a mother. And it falls right along now with the theme that we have going, love. You know, I don't need to know where God is going with this, but I tell you, I'm enjoying it. I enjoy getting the lessons. I enjoy sitting back and listening from my heart, which is that inner something in your belly there that you can just hear and feel. So I got the lesson this morning, and it was just, it was more than I could even, my little fingers could write. But I know I don't have to do anything, because whatever the Holy Spirit wants you to know from this lesson, he'll repeat it. So that's why I don't have to worry about it. I just need to get online and allow the Holy Spirit to do what he does. So again, our stimulating topic this morning is the words of a mother and the words of God. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie, and I am at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. If you want to get in contact with me, you can contact me at drbessie, the number 1, at gmail.com. That's drbessie, the number 1, at gmail.com. Dr. Bessie 1. All right. For the newcomers coming on, our stimulating topic is the words of a mother and the words of God. That in itself tells you something. The words of a mother and the words of God. You think about that just for a moment, you know. That in itself, just those words should resonate in your spirit, and you should get your own revelations from those words. I got mine, and I'll share mine with you. If you want to share yours, you know, when I open it up, by all means do it, because somebody's going to be blessed. We're not here just playing around. We are here actually allowing the Holy Spirit to use our bodies, our mouth, our mind, our souls to translate the gospel to mothers and daughters around the world. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news. The good news is what? Your love. And the good news of how we can receive that love in the midst of our mother and daughter relationships, no matter what the shapes are, no matter what we're going through, you can receive that love in the midst of your mother and daughter relationship. And it takes us back to the platform in which we build upon. It's Ezekiel 16:44, as is the mother, so is her daughter. There again, complete statement. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. Just look at each word. The eight words. Eight words. But yet, there's probably millions of meanings behind it. Because we're all individuals. We're all unique. That means what? As many of us as there are that are mothers, as many of us that there are that have daughters, that's how many people this statement represents. As is the mother, so is her daughter. And we are accountable mothers. We are accountable. You know, we can say anything we want to, but God chose us as individuals to be mothers. So there's a certain amount of responsibility that comes along with that. And you're accountable for the outcome of that child. And I know sometimes we think, oh, you see somebody that's pregnant. Oh, she's pregnant. Oh, when is the baby due? Oh, you're looking big. Oh, you look like you're going to have a girl. You look like you're having a boy. We have these conversations, and people think it's the thing to do to have the shower, the baby shower, and let's collect some gifts, and let's fix the room up. She's a girl. We're going to do all pink, and we'll throw a little purple in there, you know, because she is a girl, and yada, 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 and everything's fluff, fluff, fluff. And that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But don't forget, there is a strong responsibility behind all the fluff. The role of being a mother. The responsibility of another human being. That's why when I see a young girl in her teens that's pregnant, I just want to pray because I'm thinking, I'm praying and hoping that she has good guidance, strong mother, strong grandmother, strong teacher, somebody in her life that can help her. Because can you imagine a young girl that's 16, 15 that's pregnant? Haven't been on the earth long enough, had enough experiences in some areas, but yet they're taking on the responsibility of another living human being. It's going to take someone who knows God to help this young lady to go to God. Do it now. God wouldn't give her the responsibility. I'm not looking at it just because she's a teenager. I'm looking at it as where a help is coming from. Does she know where to go and get a help? Does she know to call on the name of Jesus when she needs something and know that if she asks, she shall receive? That's what I'm talking about. And these are the things that we need to teach young girls, where to go and get help. The kind of help that will not say no. There's never a no when you go to Jesus. He has never said no. And someone might be saying, well, how do you know that? He didn't say no. He said, yes, God. Whatever you ask in his name, you may ask. Now, don't ask for something silly and crazy. But if it's everything has to be aligned in the word. Because if you go in the word, then there's never a no. Now, if you go in yourself, and your selfishness and things that you think you need, you will save you from yourself by not allowing those things to happen. That's why Jesus said what? I go, whatever I say or do, I do it in the name of the Father. Because he knows once the Father has written it and said it, it's a done deal. It's already yes. So if you go and ask God for what he has already said, it's a yes, because you have the authority has already been put in place before you got there. It's never going to be a no, as long as you line yourself up with his will. And his will is for you to do what? Above all things, to be healthy, to be prosperous even as your soul prospers. That's in his will. So you shouldn't be sick. We shouldn't be poor. And we should be spiritually blessed. We should be able to feel the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. Because we have a lot of ourselves in there, a lot of things that we want to do, which we're going to talk about today, then our words contradicts the word of God. And so, therefore, it brings us back to our topic, a mother's word and God's word. And that's how we're going to tie that in today. Now, last week we talked about the reality of a mother and daughter relationship. You know, what is the real deal of the mother in this mother and daughter relationship? And we'll keep them with the theme, the love theme, because if we work out of love, I mean, if you get that, if you work out of love, you won't do certain things. You can't. You won't say certain things. You won't walk out with your body exposed to the world. You won't be trying to impress the world. Because when you're in the love of God, there's certain things that will say, your spirit, your Holy Spirit will say, no. You feel that tug. You will know. When your mother said, you knew right from wrong. And you did. You wonder, well, how did she know? But she knows because she knows, because she's experienced that. She's been ahead of you in this game. Mother wisdom. That's why they call it mother wisdom. Because you've lived enough to experience some things. But even at that, it takes some of us longer to get it. Look back over the years and think, God, if I knew what I knew now back then, well, of course, I wouldn't be the person I am. I wouldn't have the wisdom that I have. I wouldn't be able to talk on certain topics because of the mistakes I made, and then being able to go to God in the name of Jesus, repent, and feel the love. He loved me so much, he forgave me. But see, we can't do that with man. We can go. We can repent. We can tell him we're sorry. But sometimes man has this thing of, okay, I forgive you. But they still say this little thing in their mind, but I won't forget. I'm going to keep my eyes on you. See, that's not love. Love is being able to forgive completely and let it go. That's why the world was so touched when the families down in Charleston, after seeing their family members murdered and in the church of God, and they all said, what? We forgive him. It was like, how can they do that? And that was a true demonstration. You know, when God says, I'll take what was intended for bad and turn it into good, to me, that's a perfect example of that. God took that bad situation. He knew he had people that loved him. He knew he had people that understand the word love. And he took that and demonstrated it to the world. And it was moving for a moment. But I think a lot of people just, you know, when it's in the news, when it's happening right now, everybody get it. And I'm praying and hoping that someone held on to it. It definitely touched my heart, and it's still there. I don't even know if I can do that. I'm be straight up and honest with you. But I pray and hope that I can, because we are all in a process. And you don't know where you really are until you're tested. So with your mother-daughter relationship, you know, it looks like it might be doing really well right now. But you let a test come along, and you will see what you have. what you need to work on, what you need to let go. You'll see the love. How much love do you have for each other? Is it easy? No, it's not easy. The temptation comes to get to you, and most times if somebody mess with your children, now you've got a conversation going on. You can mess with anything, but don't mess with my children or my grandkids. Now, that's a whole different level. You know, we can take it. We as mothers say, oh, we can take it. But it's something about that offspring that, you know, it's just a mother, like a mother hen. Your feathers and everything are just going to stand up. The hair stands up on the back of your neck, as some people can say. Because what? It's that mother instinct in you. So you know the reality of your mother and daughter relationship. Is it the one that you like? Is it the one that you want to experience day in and day out? Or do you want something different? Do you see a deeper, a greater love that you can experience with your mother and your daughter? What is it that you want? It's not what I want. It's not what Cynthia wants. It's what you want. What do you want? Because remember, we're all unique. I come from the mother and daughter perspective. God gave us Cynthia. She comes with a mother-son perspective. So we're getting a cross-reference. And if you realize, over the years, you realize there's no difference in the message for mothers and daughters than there is for mothers and sons. Because you are a mother first and foremost, and the responsibilities are basically the same. Only one is a male and one is a female. My role and anointing is from mothers and daughters. That's what God asked me to do. Say, well, you know, what about fathers and sons, or what about mothers and sons? You know, of course, my daughter has two sons. But we have to learn, as we say in this organization, to stay in your own lane. My lane is not trying to tell somebody about a relationship from my personal experience about mothers and sons, but because I can't. I have no clue. I have some assumptions, and I know God will lead and direct me and give me vision. If someone asks me for something, I go, he'll tell me. But to personally say, I can remember when my son was 4 years old, when they're four, little boys do so and so and so. Now, a personal experience I can give as a testimony is my grandson. Every summer from the time they were born up until 16. So you're talking about 15 years of 8 weeks continuously. Not talking about the time in between, but I'm just talking about one-on-one being with me every day, 24 hours a day. That gives me some experience, but that's from a grandmother's perspective. And we as grandmothers, you know, we don't see like we do with our children. I mean, I'm just being honest. You know, they couldn't do any wrong. So because I knew I'm going to love them up, I'm going to do all I can do. We're going to have fun. Our time was playtime. And, of course, we'd have our Bible studies, and I'll talk about God and the inspirations that little seeds of nuggets I placed in them. And then I brought them back to the parents. That's a difference, you know. And then it came to when it comes to your child, then that's a whole different story. Because then you know all of the responsibility, total responsibility, is really on you. And that brings us to what we're talking about today, the words of the mother and the words of God. So when you keep it with the theme of love and being, you know, the word of God, it's what our ministry is based on. We can't base it on anything else. Because the word love is a container. See, I look at the word love and look at it as a container that contains all the things that we need. and contains all the instructions that we need that helps us to do the right thing. It helps us to know when we're mistreating someone. I can't speak for you, so I'm going to speak a lot about my own personal today when it comes to this subject. That when I do something to someone or say something to someone and I walk away and I know it's wrong, I know you all can't relate to this, so that's why I'm saying me. You know, I could feel that something, the spirit, it checks me in my stomach, and you know that was wrong. And you know you need to apologize. And sometimes, most of the times, I would say, I won't judge it, I'll say sometimes, I would say, okay, and I'd go back. Probably most of the times I did, because my pride just wouldn't let me do it. I think my Holy Spirit is speaking to me now. You know, don't go say most of the times, because a lot of times you did. You just walked on and you just allow it to just do what it does. You know, I'm not going to say anything. But I knew I got that check, that those wasn't words of love. See? Because I was a Christian from 18. So I knew better. I had the Holy Spirit in me. But when you're young, you're trying to live according like the world is living, and you're trying to, you know, go to church on Sunday or whatever, and you're talking to God all the time, you can't be lukewarm. But those are things you learn as you get older and mature. You start realizing what those words really, really mean. So even though I had the information, doesn't mean that I was at my state of perfection. I was still what? Doing what I thought was best. And in most cases, if you believe that something is right, even though you get that check, you believe, well, I'm right. You're trying to override yourself. How many times have you done that? You're fighting yourself and your own feelings about being right or being wrong. And you do that so much until all of a sudden your heart is hardened and you don't recognize who you're being. Because you then convince yourself that you are right. So when you're talking about your word and God's word, there's a big difference. And I think we all can get that. We're still in the process of development. That's the reason that we're here. We came for a purpose, whether you recognize it or not. You need to get with it. Lord, why am I here? Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Once you realize it, oh, the games begin. Oh, now you think you know? Now you think you're going to just ease on in there? This mother and daughter journey has been a journey. Trust me. But I'm not going anywhere. Sometimes I have people say, well, you know, you've been doing it for a while. Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Moses took 40 years to get the people to the promised land. But see, what we want to do is give up. We want to give up when it doesn't look like it's working. Because that's what the enemy wants you to do. He want to put pressure on you. He want to squeeze you. He want to talk to your mind. He want to enter his words into your mind. And he just want to gabba. Well, this ain't working for you. Why are you doing it? Why do you keep doing this? Why you keep getting up on Saturday morning? What's the purpose? You have a blossom like so-and-so, and so, and he'll give an example of who you should be like. No. I am like who I'm supposed to be like. I'm going to get up on Saturday morning. I'm going to do this radio program. If nobody's on here but me, because like God said to me in my spirit, you will never be alone. You will always have three people with you in that radio program. Because, see, now I know I got the most powerful people ever created. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is with me every Saturday morning. And with that being said, He allow you to come with us. That's the blessing. He touched your heart and said, come on, listen to the radio this morning. Says you got plenty of things to do. I should get up on Saturday morning because the Lord touched your heart. I want to use you. He wants to use each and every one of you because each and every one of you have been touched. And when you feel it in your belly that he's trying to tell you to share something and you override that, then someone missed that blessing because that's something that I can't give. It's not all about me. I'm the facilitator. But we all come together as mothers and daughters. And once we use our testimony, those testimonies is what give people faith, give them hope. Hold on, and they know if you went through and you made it through, then I'm just going to hold on. That's how we all do it. Look at your pastor. Your pastor is teaching to you every Sunday, our Bible studies, and you're hearing people say, you know, I was sick, and the doctor said I wasn't going to live, and all of a sudden I got healed because I was listening to Brother Hagin, Brother Keith Moore, you know, And went to the healing school, and I heard a word, and all of a sudden I was healed. Because it's written, by his stripes ye were healed. Were. So if I were healed, then I am healed. I'm going to believe that word. Thank you, God, for the word. So, with everything that we do, if we look at what is the word of God, our little words out, those words are just stumbling blocks most of the time because we don't know the whole plan. We don't have a clue what God's plan is, and he tells you that. But when we get it, we can step back and say, you know what, I'm just going to change. I'm going to change my menu because what I'm eating is not good. I'm having filet mignon. I'm having lobster. I'm having all these biscuits from Red Lobster. I'm having, you know, whatever. I'm just eating. But if we ate from the menu of God, God's word, then what? We would have a different outlook, and especially the process from within would generate a different reality. And when we talk about the mother's words, the example that came to my mind was that, remember when you were little and you would go over to your friend's house, and some friend's houses you go to, you know, you would just kind of stand on the outside and you would knock on the door and the mother would come and you hesitantly, fearfully, reluctantly ask, is so-and-so home? She's here, but she's not coming out. She said, blah, 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 and start cursing the kennel. And you'd be like, okay, all right. And you go, you run off. Man, I came to your house, and your mama started cursing. Your mama started yelling. Yeah, I hadn't washed the dishes, and she was upset. And then you go to another friend's house. This can be a friend or a cousin, neighbor, whoever. And you knock on the door, and you ask if so-and-so's home. I said, yes, baby, she's here. How you doing today? I'm good. Why don't you come in? She's in the kitchen. She's washing the dishes. Come on in. Have a seat. You want to go in the kitchen and join her? Yes. Okay, well, you go right in there. Would you like to have something to drink? See? Now you got a whole different perspective for that mother. Because then you're thinking, wow, she has a nice, because the words that she projected to you came through a container called love. You felt it, and you love going over there. Every time you go over there, she has something good to say. And you say, wow. Now it brings back to your mind your house. And you're going to say, the words that my mother speaks sounds like Mother B. Or the words my mother speaks sounds like Mother A. And in your mind, you're saying, I sure wish I was living in the house with Mother B because she's always nice. See, the words of a mother, when they're their own words, comes from their life experiences. But the words of God comes from love. So in order to get love in your mother and daughter relationship, you got to use the words God said. He said to love each other. That's the main thing, to love each other, to love your neighbor as yourself. Your neighbor can be your daughter, your husband, your son, your next-door neighbor, your coworker. But to love others as you would love yourself. So now topic words of a mother and the words of God on two different platforms. See, we can't give out one thing and expect something different. You can't give out words that are not loving and expect for loving words to come back. So if you're speaking to your daughter in a manner of hatred, dislike, unloving words, short. You do that over the number of years, as she grows up and she feels like I'm a woman now, those undertones, and even though I've seen some daughters, you know, because they have the love of God, they won't do it. But when they come to my office, they express how hard it is for them not to do it. Only because I love the Lord. Only because God said to honor your mother and father that I work hard at not telling her what I want to tell her. So therefore, the honest conversation never come through and you never say to your mother, but you are processing it from within and it's hindering you from what you need to do as a woman or the new mother that you want to become. Because now you got to fight your mother's words and fight the words that you want to say to her so that you can release yourself in order to be a better mother and get it out of you. So, like I said, I know. I remember back in the day I used to use words. Somebody say something to me, I would just say what I needed to say, quick, smart, move on. But I thank God for Jesus because once you're saved, once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you ask the Holy Spirit to come live in your heart, you cannot. If you do that and you determine that you're going to be a doer of the word of God and you're going to look in those words, because he says man cannot live by bread alone, but only by the word of God. So when you do that, you can't do what you used to do. You can't. I know that for a fact. I don't even think of the words that I used to think of. And I look back and say, my God, what was I thinking? What was I doing? Why was I so quick on the tongue? I mean, just when you look back, see, that's wisdom. And that's why I think the Holy Spirit have us talking about that today. Because, mothers, we have to watch what we say, and we have to be able to say things to our daughters in such a way that they can receive it. You come with the wrong spirit, you might as well just stop. If you don't have it right in your spirit, if you don't have love when you start talking, you're not going to have loving words come out of your mouth. Fake it and try to pretend, no, I'm not upset. But it's going to come out like that. No, I'm not upset. But if you say, no, baby, I'm not upset. I thought about it. See, it's going to come out in a different tone. So remember, if you're going to be a doer of the word, then do what the word says. Does it mean that you're perfect once you get this information? No, it doesn't. It just means that you have additional information to help you while you're still progressing on this journey. And this, once you get it, it says, I'm not going to eat off of this smorgasbord that I created of words. I'm going to go over here to the right, and I'm going to eat off of the smorgasbord of the words that God created, which is already in a container in a Bible for me to eat from. It's all in one plate to start eating. That's my tag. And you'll see a difference in the way you treat your daughter and the way your daughter will treat you. Good morning. Good morning, Cynthia.
Hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm
I hear
here.
You now.
Can you hear me? Okay, cool.
Just
how are you this
okay.
morning?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I really can't complain. I really won't complain. How about that?
All right.
It's interesting. I say I really won't complain. There's no need to. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting conversation. As you were talking, I was doing some research, and I ran across Proverbs 9:1, wisdom that buildeth her house, and she comes out of her mouth with words of wisdom. And so a wise woman will build her house as she builds her daughter, but with foolish words she will tear down her daughter as she will tear down her house. That's, in a nutshell, what Proverbs 9:1 is telling us. We must be careful with the words that come out of our mouths with our daughters and our sons. We will tear them down or either build them up. We get to choose what we create.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
But here's the thing. When you know what you know and you don't know any other words, if you don't know God's words, you can't build anything. Because all you're doing, because you're probably given the words that was given to you when you were growing up.
That
you're
is
just
true.
Like your old daddy. You're just like your old mama. Guess what? Yeah, I'm going to be just like my old mama because that's all I know. And even if she wasn't raised with her, that can get into your spirit that you're just like your mama. And if she has not become the person that God would have her to be, how are you ever going to become the person that God will have you to be, daughter, when you don't know the words of God? And when your mama didn't know the words of God, and the people in your family has just been telling you all your life, you just like your old mama, you ain't been nothing, you ain't going to be nothing, and guess what? You're on that path.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know any better. But you have every opportunity in the world to change your house. From the inside out, you can be built. If you just learn to seek the word of God, because people in this world will try to tear you down because that's all they know. But when you come before God, and even people in the church will tear you down if you allow it. That's why God tells us to study to show ourselves approved. So you know when people are giving you nonsense. You
true.
Can't tell me anything other than I'm awesome, because the word of God tells me that he loves me no matter what I've done or haven't done. He loves me, and I'm good enough for him, so the world can't tear me down because I know different. So mothers, if you want to build your daughter, open up your mouth and give her what God has said. That's my take on it.
Well, you know, you're right. That's why it's so important that I like to add when we're talking like this is about significant others, you know, women in the neighborhood and teachers and, you know, aunties. Sometimes the mother, when they don't have it, God placed that strong woman in your life, that other godly woman that will give you pearls of wisdom. And I've heard so many times young ladies come in the office or just in conversations, they'll say, my mother wasn't there for me. If it wasn't for Miss So-and-so, you know, I wouldn't have had a woman in my life that could help me. So sometimes the birth mother don't have it, but that, what do you call those ladies that, oh, Lord.
Not mentors.
Yeah, but I wanted to go deeper than that, like the woman that will have the baby for you. If the woman can't have a baby,
the midwife. The midwife. The surrogate will have the baby for you.
Right. Well, God will give you a surrogate mother, whether she birthed you or not, but in the terms of it. You know, that's how deep it can be, because sometimes you can get so close to somebody, to another woman, that it seems as if they are your mother, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so that's when that's when we did that show. Remember, I don't know if you remember, it's been some time ago, about who's your mama? Who is your mama?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember that? Who's your mama?
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes, you know, people thought the mother was the mother and the mother was the grandmother and the auntie was the mother or, you know, or cousins or something. And they didn't know there was this lady raised them, and they thought it, but you never click with a person. Somehow or another, same way you do with your biological parents. It's just something about it that, and I know that for a fact, something about it that something is not right there. You might not have to put your hands on it, but you know it's a difference. So who is your mother? So your mother can be your grandmother, your mother can be a teacher, your mother can be the lady up the street, whoever it is that's giving you godly wisdom that can help you. And that's why we were talking, a couple weeks ago about Titus 2, is that we as aged women, even though sometimes we don't want to act like we're aged women, we have a responsibility. The Bible says it. And those are the words, and it's written. So to do the word of God means that we have to follow those. And thank you for bringing that Proverbs 9:1. I've forgotten about that. And, in fact, I'm writing it down because that is definitely a good platform to do some teaching from. See how the Lord used you to give us that message.
Absolutely.
You said that?
I'm here.
Okay.
I was talking to some of the ladies at the prison this week about how awesome it is to be used by God. And, you know, they're always giving me accolades with regards to being a strong woman. I promise you, I'm not that strong. It's the word of God that I'm able to bring in and wise and wisdom, if you will, to those ladies every week that I go in there. If I didn't know the word of God, I'll just be rambling. I'll just be giving them a whole bunch of things that I think I know and what I've learned from secular. And don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with secular study, because I have learned so much. But that wisdom comes out of knowing God's word.
Mm-hmm. Well, see,
I can give you a whole bunch of book knowledge, but that
mm-hmm.
wisdom comes out of God's word.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was a psychologist from the secular piece side of it, the Lord said, I want you to get your PhD in the Christian side of it. He said, because then that way you could be complete. Because people are not going to come to you totally complete as a Christian. They come to look for the word, but, you know, you've been there on the other side, and now you'll know how to come to me to get some guidance to help somebody else. So it is good for us to have the total package.
Absolutely.
I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because we know we have always been where we are today, and where we are today ain't where we supposed where we going to be. I'll say it like that, because we're all growing. And we have to be sensitive and know that sin is sin, and if somebody make one sin, if you made one sin, don't make you better than someone else. And we have to be careful
Absolutely.
About that when we're talking to women.
Absolutely. Right. And that was another area that we shared on Thursday. I don't want all my friends to be Christian. I want somebody mm-hmm. to hang out with and be crazy, but I want somebody on my side also to tell me God ain't pleased with that, sit your behind down somewhere. I want mm-hmm. both. I don't want all of my friends to be of one sector. I want, just like Jesus befriended everybody, I want to give everybody the opportunity to be who they are. But by that same token, I need a friend on this other side saying, you know what, God ain't pleased with that. Sit down somewhere. This is what God
mm-hmm.
sees, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we can't be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, that we don't think that we can roll with the rough of them, if you will, because we all been on that rough side.
You better go on now. You get ready.
So I'm all So I told them, boo, even in the church, I don't even want you wanting all your friends to be in the church, because then you get caught up what you can and what you cannot do. God never said that. God give you freedom of choice. God give you free will. Do you?
Yeah.
So I don't want all my friends being Christians, if you will, because that get twisted too.
Well, it's different levels of Christianity, what people think in their mind. There's only one.
Exactly.
That's Christ did it. And nobody is there where Christ was. So we all progressing.
And he rolled with the rest of them.
Sometimes people think they've already arrived, and sometimes they'll offend someone, and people get confused. So I always like to just put a little disclaimer. I ain't trying to be all perfect. I'm just delivering a word, and I'm growing, because these lessons are from me. These lessons that I teach on Saturday morning are lessons that started teaching me. So that if he's teaching me these things, that means what? I'm just sharing them with you, and we share our stories, and hopefully we can grow. And each time we share a story, it's like the story that someone told me one time about the horse and the well. The horse and the well was at the bottom, and they really wanted to save that horse because that horse was a award-winning horse. And the horse is at the bottom. They're like, how are we going to get him out? We put a rope around him, his neck. We could choke and pull him up, you know, because his bottom is going to be heavy. They didn't know how to get on. So finally they just made the decision. You know, we don't want him to suffer. So what we'll do, we'll just throw dirt on him. We'll just bury him. And they threw the dirt on the horse. And every time they threw the dirt on the horse, the horse would shake it off and step up. Shake it off. And all of a sudden, what? He shook it off and stepped out of the well. So if we keep doing this every Saturday morning, some mothers and daughters, we're going to shake it off, and we're going to step up. Shake it off, and we'll step up.
And you know what, Dr. Fletcher, that's what wisdom is all about. Stepping out. Stepping out of the well.
Yeah.
Stepping out of the hole you've been in, and learning how to rise above any negativity that anybody have planted in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right there, babe. You got it.
That's all
we're doing on Saturday mornings, is giving people what they need to shake it off, babe. I love it.
Shake it off, move up. Shake it off and move up. And that's our show for today. I'll be right back. Hold on.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's a good show, Cynthia. Thank you. God bless you. Thank all the mothers and daughters out there, and we'll see you next Saturday. Hopefully, we gave you something that you can shake it off. And
amen.
We'll be back next week. All right. Bye-bye.